You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being here in the collective community, in the collective energy, in the collective consciousness. It is so amazing to have you here on the show today. We have a wonderful show planned for you today. We have someone who many of you have heard time and time again and are very excited to hear one more time. So let us call in the ancient ones, the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, a cosmic initiator of truth, and multi-sensory energetic intuitive. Crystal has an illuminating ability. We're always in awe because of the lightning fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. Crystal is also the creator and founder of the Academy for the Soul, the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. So it gives me great joy to welcome Crystal to the show. Welcome, Crystal.
Hello, everyone. So fabulous to be here. Feels like home. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, of course. And today, Crystal's going to be talking about Into the Sacred Mystery, Discovering Your Wisdom Vision for Your Purpose. And then, of course, Crystal is going to be doing live intuitive readings on the celestial spirit, on your celestial spirit, and tuning in to see any disconnection to you seeing your personal wisdom vision for your purpose. So any questions you have around your purpose, star 2 to raise your hand, and you can get an opportunity to speak to Crystal on the phone and get a reading, or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box, and we'll get to as many as we can. So, Crystal, tell us regarding Vision Quest. So what you're going to be talking today is about a vision quest of sorts. Why is this idea so timely right now?
I really feel energetically that there is a great need for us to awaken, not only for ourselves to come into a state of congruency so that we actually feel good by feeling aligned, but that it's time for us to do this for the collective. The time has really come to uncover and to reclaim that deep soul resonance that's hidden far within your being, you know, to open that inner library, if you will, of ancient wisdom and the vibrational medicine that is etched inside your heart. And this is the time to acknowledge self. Your divine vision is there, waiting for you to acknowledge it. And that divine, sacred wisdom vision draws forth even more of the ancient wisdom so that you can live your purpose. And just like you, Ian, you know, I'm so aligned with bringing the ancient back into the now, and also bringing the future back into the now. It's really a good point where we're at in this space to regard the sacredness of our sacred divine wisdom vision. It gives us an opportunity to embrace ritual again and to utilize the ancient wisdom of cultures, because that ancient wisdom enhances our lives, and to also regroup. There's a moment where we have to go into pause and to regroup. And as a collective, I think it really is that time for us to regroup, to claim what's beneficial, to let go of the things that are not. And our current society doesn't honor this culture of recognition of our soul's purpose, of our offering, doesn't go that deep. But we do. So we're here to discover how we can collectively support one's individual, precious, sacred gift, and to nurture that gift in coming to the forefront, to have that gift and the sacredness of the wisdom that gift brings for acknowledgement, to be seen, to be experienced by us as a known, and for the individual to feel it in their being as a deep knowing, and to be in the knowing of it is to have it be life-giving. It's life-giving energy to the soul. And it brings that life-giving energy as an offering to our reality.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's talk about people's absolute authentic mission. So many people talk about our mission. And is there a difference between our mission in life and our absolute authentic mission?
I know, it seems so formal when you say it, Ian, you know, like this authentic mission that we have. You know, I want everyone to let yourself be open right now. Let the words that are coming through be vibrations that truly unlock you layer by layer. Because really that's what this interview is all about, this sacred time together. And when we talk about that authenticity and an authentic mission, we are claiming that there is something that is authentic for you to be doing, right? And we can claim that as a mission because there are drivers behind it. And the driver behind taking the action step is the great wisdom. The great wisdom of your soul is actually the authentic driver for you to be on mission. And many times it seems like it just slips, you know, it slips out of our hand, or we're trying to grasp it. How do we get a hold of that? And so, yes, there is a key to having authenticity versus what, right? And the wisdom vision that comes through versus the mission. And so important is the vibrational difference of that, and to really make it practical. How do we bring that wisdom vision where we're really looking at it as a unique path, right, to our wholeness, and then take action steps on that? And so I think I can give you an example for me, you know, myself, of how have I brought a sacred divine wisdom vision that I've had or that occurred within my environment and turn it into a mission, right? Because when you give yourself sacred time, and when you really create a context to draw a sacred divine wisdom vision forward, and it happens, all of a sudden you are now responsible. That great wisdom vision wants to shape you. It wants to call forth your most authentic self and to have you take action on that, which is what we're calling the mission, and really recognizing that there is greater purpose and that we can offer that to the world. And one of those that has been so impactful for me and has really changed my whole future timeline if you will, was the vision quest I went on where Metatron's cube landed in my lap, if you will, really, truly landed there and presented itself to me, which was so surprising. And I love that, you know, we knew to set that context up, and we'll talk about that as well, but to have that experience where Metatron's cube as this ancient sacred geometric symbol as a being entered my space and entered my world and started communicating with me and showing things to me, ways that I could utilize this energy as a vibration to heal and to heal multiple things on many levels was profound. And the question really is, why did I not just let that go? Why did I take action steps with it? Why did I engage it in a deeper conversation? And the impact that that had on me was, wow, I must know something about Archangel Metatron. I must have known something before now. You know, I must know something about Metatron's cube. I must have some sort of relationship with it for it to enter into my world and into my vision at this time. And again, to then be available to receiving that as important, that the way that it came in and how it showed things to me through vision, through perception, actually had a meaning, and that it was here to give form, to mold me, if you will, into my next greater expression. And it did just that. And now looking back, you know, 3 years ago, there's been multiple sessions and programs, many that I have, if not all, that I've actually shared with this community. It has become such a friend to me, Metatron's Cube, and it has become such a beautiful instrument that I've used in my healing work. And so it's taken me and my purpose to the next level. And that's what I am here for today, is to inspire you to get settled in a space where that can come about for you, where you can have this sacred divine wisdom vision and to be intimate with your own soul to the degree that what you have known in the past and the work that you've done, spiritual work in your past lives, is now coming forward. And also, again, especially with Archangel Metatron and being so close, Archangel Metatron is so about bringing what we have learned and what we are expressing in our future timeline back into the now, and to really step into that as a template. And so to give you permission, like I was given permission, right, to be receptive, that it's okay to be receptive to the gift of the sacred wisdom vision.
Firstly, what is the sacred divine wisdom vision, and what would keep people from knowing what theirs is?
Yeah, so just, you know, touching on, again, this divine wisdom that is innate intelligence that lives within your being and is carried through. This wisdom vision is prompted in a moment of awareness, stillness, silence, presence. It's something that can contribute to your world and to the greater world. It's something that allows you to get very intimate and to embrace your own divinity. But it is, again, a pointer. It's a pointer to what's to come. You know, it's like, what, as I'm yearning to be in wholeness, as I am in the depth of the yearning to be a vessel for divine light, for truth, as I am yearning to be used by the divine, give me something. Give me an indication. Give me an indication, universe. What am I here for? What am I to do? And we have these beautiful experiences, and many times visions will come. And again, we take that vision, but it's so fleeting. Are we giving the importance to it? And many times we'll have a vision where it's actually to heal a part of us. I had a profound experience once where I went into a quest. And during this time, I asked to know, to deeply know Divine Mother. And when Divine Mother came in, she came in as a beautiful swirling vibratory frequency that took my wounded heart out of my physical body. And she replaced it with this glorious golden glowing heart. And what I realized in that moment that the vision had offered to me was a shift in the perspective that I had of myself. And that I had up to that point been perceiving myself as not only wounded, but as broken. That I had two failed marriages and no one was going to want me. No one was going to love me. Who was going to want this that had failed? And that the wounded heart, I had perceived it as such a big deal that, you know, that it was a problem, that it was an issue, and also that it was in the way. It was in the way of me finding true love. And when Divine Mother brought her level of compassion to me and took that wounded heart so easily, I had to let go of the perception of myself, right? I had to be willing to let go of the old vision and to be in a place where I was shifting an identity, right? I was shifting an identity. And so to your question, you know, what could keep a person from knowing what that divine wisdom vision is and the sacredness of it? It really is that we hold on to identities that we're trapped in, these definitions of ourselves. And the question of, you know, who must I be for the other? And it really starts from childhood. It starts from, you know, our mom and our dad. Who have I had to be for the other? Who am I for the other? Who do I have to be? And to embrace an identity. And I'm talking about, Ian, I'm talking about a persona. I'm talking about allowing for a moment of, you know, entrapment and contraction. In an identity, in a persona, I am the one who, you see, and who do I have to be? And strangely, you know, we're searching. Our heart is searching for non-definition rather than definition. But the lower self is searching for great definition, labels. And when we're talking about the future, we're from the lower self perspective, we're looking at labels of the future self. You know, who am I to become? Oh, that's it. You know, I'm a, and fill in the blank, right? I am a healer. I am a life coach. I am a channel. I am, you know, fill in the blank. I'm this, I'm that. And what I'm bringing today is an offer and an invitation to wander beyond the definition into the undefined places. And if you're willing to go there, into those undefined places, there you'll discover self. You'll discover self without labels. The maskings of your identity in the world will always come rushing back into the space. They always will come rushing back. They want to visit you, right? And they'll visit you even while you've declared your quest of silence. They're going to irritate your true desire to be fully attentive to the authenticity of your soul. But truth can be let in when we observe the persona, the identity, the aspect, and we bring that light of truth. That truth can be let into the fractured off aspects. The fractures can be healed into wholeness. And so truth can be let in like a beam of this beautiful glistening light. And it sparks a tender moment of inclusivity. And that moment of inclusivity, that moment of wholeness, is a moment of acceptance. And your being coming into that moment of acceptance doesn't then need to prove itself in any way, to mask itself in any way. It truly is a moment of oneness. It requires you to observe, though, now, right? To observe how you are currently trying to hold yourself together, how you're trying to hold, your family together, hold it together, right? Hold it together. And the question really is, can you let go of the current imagery of the self that you've been chronically attached to? Can you let go of that imagery long enough to be open to the vision of the truer self of divinity coming through you? Are you willing to let yourself fall apart, let the light in to reengage at the higher potential point?
So what are some of the things that someone can do to get that question answered? It's a very, very pertinent and valid question. Speaking about purpose, what are some of the ways that someone can get to a point where they can have that question answered for themselves?
To let yourself fall apart, you want to create a sacred container for that type of work. You want to align to vulnerability. And so many times we are layered in protection to the point where even if our purpose landed in our lap, we would then disengage from it immediately. And how do we enter into a space that is safe enough? This is part of the quest, and we're not alone in that. We don't have to be alone in this quest for our wisdom vision, for our purpose. We actually have energies and beings that are here for us. We have these beings, and a lot of the work that I do, and this was even before Archangel Metatron came to me, a lot of the work that I've come to do because of my capacity to, quote, see as what we call this multi-dimensional visionary or multi-sensory intuitive, what that means is that I can actually engage with the truth and reality of a person, their higher self, but also observe the things that are incongruent within them that are literally living. The blockages we're calling personas, and to see those. But also, as I'm looking in, I'm observing the family. You know, I call the family the celestial family, the wise one team. So I'm working a lot with the subtleties, and that's really part of my expertise, is being able to go into the nuances of the subtle vibrations and actually give definition to them.
Yeah.
And to express that. So I see the celestial guide. I see the wise one team, and I can give voice to that, and I can give meaning to that, support that supportive team, what they're doing there, why they're there, where they're at. And it's important for us to know we're not alone, that we can create a sacred container, a sacred space, and allow the light to come in that will trigger the sacred vision coming to the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you spoke about the celestial team and the guides, and I think some people would be curious as to what a celestial guide really is. What does a celestial guide mean for each of us, and why is it significant in our journey? So why do we have these guides?
Why do we have these guides? We have the guides, as I said, for a greater level of support. And the celestial guides, our wise one team, the way that I have been shown is that our wise one team comes in for a time. Certain ones come in for a longer period of time. Others come in because we are in an activation point. We are in an initiation cycle. And that celestial guide has been connected with us from that divine intelligence that is ultimately in charge of supporting us to flourish in greater ways. And so, you know, we're always asking, you know, where is my place? Where is my place in the world? And we are searching. Our celestial guides support us. Instead of asking, where is my place in the world? Where is my place in the space between? Because if we want to reach our celestial guide, if we want to reach our wise one team, we don't stay locked into that defining place in the world. We have to expand beyond that. And from what I can see is that we go into this space between, and I know that is this place that's untouchable maybe for us right now. But when we allow ourselves to go into the space between, that is the space of the mystery, the great mystery. And that's where our celestial guides live, in the great mystery. And so if we can go into that space between, it unlocks the beauty of our soul, right? It becomes a very sensual experience to you. And those identities that we were speaking about are going to disappear. And you're going to feel liberated. And just as I said, when the definition disappears, you can float into that sacred mystery. The wisdom vision arises from that space.
Mm.
And so, you know, searching through this time for your future life, because really that's a lot of what happens. People live outside of their body. They go into the future, and they're searching in the future for something to then what? Bring back to now? And instead of going out of your body to go get it, to go find it, what is my purpose? I'm going to go find it, right? To tackle a situation, to have a left brain type, I'm going to go find it. We can really ask to bring a time-space reality from where you're presently dwelling. The wisdom will come to you. You can bring that into the now instead of reaching out. A lot of us as empaths, you've probably heard me talk about this before, right? You know, as empaths, we're feelers, or, you know, we want to extend ourselves to go feel it. I want to feel it. I want to experience it. I want, you know, but that doesn't mean that we need to extend ourselves outside of, but we can be in the peripheral vision of it. And there is that interesting dynamic that occurs in this kind of other world experience of the vision quest, where we're calling in the celestial guide and energies. The periphery in that moment becomes very important, because when you're in an experience connected with your Wise One team, and especially the celestial guide during the vision quest, the periphery comes and goes. Think of it as a breath, breathing in and exhaling out. And you move in and out of your peripheral vision. And as you, let's say if you're in a vision quest, maybe you're just outside. You're outside your home. You might, in the peripheral vision, you might actually capture the tail of a hawk, right? Ooh, there goes a hawk. And once you capture the vision of that hawk moving out of the periphery, what happens is then you become internally apparent to the periphery of your heart space. And what can happen, Ian, is that you will take that hawk as a symbol. And once you bring it into the periphery of the heart space, you come into the internal knowing. It becomes a piece of the puzzle. It becomes a piece of the puzzle of this greater wisdom vision. And you start to play with that piece of the puzzle. How is Hawk informing me right now and informing my whole puzzle? And so it becomes a piece of that puzzle, and you start to see, well, how does that fit into the whole? How does it fit into the wholeness of my being? What is it informing me to be? What is it informing me to do? What is the symbology of that? And then guess what? Then you move back into the periphery of the environment. So we allow the celestial spirit to guide us, and it really is the invisible help, if you will, the invisible help on the celestial dimension of the universe to bring about the beauty, to unlock us to the landscape that we're in. And it opens up the perspective of the elements to us. And that can be very comforting. It opens up the revelation. And again, are you going to be available to that revelation, to that symbol, to that piece of the puzzle, so that your whole puzzle, which is that sacred, you know, divine wisdom vision, we need to see it as a puzzle. We need to see that, the wholeness of that. Do you take that in, and do you take it in a way that you really honor that revelation, or do you let it slip by you onto the next thing and onto the next thing and onto the next thing? And so the idea is to honor your relationship with your celestial spirit guide. Know that it is there to bring forth from the invisible something that's actually very tangible and symbolic for you, and to let you bring that into your heart space for the translation of the meaning of that in your world.
I was hoping, Crystal, that we could do some intuitive readings right now, speaking about celestial spirits and seeing if you can see disconnection in people, to what disconnection they might have to their wisdom vision, or if they have questions around their purpose. So let's do this. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. I can see you already have your hands raised, almost everyone. Webcast, if you're on the webcast, then put your question in the webinar box and we'll get to as many as we can. So let's start with the phone. And let's go to Newport Beach, California. And 3636, you are live with Crystal.
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
this is Regina, and I've been following both of you for so many years. And Crystal, you described me. I mean, the journey you've been on, the difference is I haven't stepped in for that breakthrough. I feel it all around me. Mm-hmm. And I recently, I've been in healthcare, I've done healing work, et cetera, but I know there's one big one left in me. And recently lost my job, and I feel like all of the tangibles around me are folding in, so I know
Yay.
It's time now. But I can't, I just don't know the leap, and I have a Metatron's cube in front of me, and I've done the Metatron work with you, but there's one more step. So I'd love to see if you have an impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me just tune in and really just check in on this, because one of the master level skills that you have that needs to be acknowledged in your healing practice is the unlocking of the heart, and to have the person come into a place of communion in their heart with their body, so that it's not separated, that it is one. And how are you going to do that? You know, how are you going to unlock that in them? And that's really the question for you. How do I go about unlocking that within them? And one of the most important pieces is to do that in yourself first. So what I see that's stopping you and blocking you is a disconnection between you and body, you and physical body. So is there a fear that you have, or is there something going on in your body that actually makes you nervous, or there's a little bit of worry that's not allowing you to really fully step up?
Oh, yes. I have, I've developed really severe arthritis in my hand. And I think it's because I haven't been fully in, but I don't know. You know, it's just,
I really get that. Okay. It's the contraction. I see it as the contraction. And so the greatest thing that I think that I can do for you right now is really identify the persona that is contracted and that is not willing to really open up and let the life force flow through you. And that persona that I'm getting has a great fear of annihilation if you step out. So there's a deep fear of annihilation, that actually the body is going to be attacked, that you will be attacked. And and let me see when that comes in, when that was first created, before birth. And that's in the womb. So you're carrying it through genealogical lines. Okay, so let's just see where that came from. So it came from father's genealogical line, and it started forming in the womb within you. So what we're looking at is, if you really take this on and you shift that persona and you rebuild your relationship with your divine masculine, who is the natural protector of you, then your feminine is going to feel so happy to come out and play and just share with you the healing modality, the way to unlock the heart. Okay, so let's see how many weeks or months in the womb. So around 3.5 weeks in the womb is when this paradigm started getting embedded in your system. So that's where to go to clear that, so that you can shift that identity with that aspect that's contracted and really help to heal your masculine. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's really amazing.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. You're very powerful and masterful. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, sweet love. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Bye now. Okay, let's go to, let's stay in California, and this time we're going to go to Redondo, California. 6460.
Wow,
yep. Yeah, that's just the way the dice is falling.
Okay. You're wanting to go to the beach. I can feel it.
Guess so. Okay. Well, you're live. Redondo Beach. If you're there.
Oh, can you hear me?
Okay,
yeah.
Now,
hi.
Now we can. Hi there.
Yes. Oh, thanks for getting me on the line. Yeah. So this is Bea, and I am. I've always wanted to know, like, who my celestial spirit guides are, and and just, you know, really connect with them deeper. And also seeing if they can also help me with some physical healing as well in my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let me just tune in. We just want to see here.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually we're going to the Pleiades. We're going to the stars. And we're going into a vibrational frequency that actually is one of sisterhood, of and that deep feeling of I'm held, I can communicate anything to you, a feeling of, you know, when you have that confidant, when you have that being that is very close to you. She's very powerful, but I see behind her that she has the sisterhood of energies. And I want you to really think about the desire that you have in your heart for someone that can hold you through anything, and that continuously, as you confide in them, continuously brings the light and shines the light. That's what she does for you, okay? So what she's pointing to for me is internally, when this energy is coming through, she's highlighting. So she supports you in being kind of in this way connected, feeling confident and sharing yourself, but there's a level of distrust that you still have and that you still hold. Okay? So where are you sensing that you don't trust? And are you not trusting others? Are you not trusting yourself? Are you not trusting the divine with this greater purpose? Where's distrust come into it?
Probably trusting others.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me tune into that aspect, that persona, okay? Let me get that aspect and see when it was created, that one that doesn't trust others. So it is before birth. It is a past life experience that we're looking at. And
okay.
In that past life, the energy is one of rivalry. You know, it's like if you've ever had an experience where you wanted to befriend someone, but they kept trying to create rivalry with you. Like you wanted to fully let them see you, and almost like a playful spirit. Like I said, it's like this kind of sisterhood vibration of playfulness, that I want them to see all of me, and that you could trust them to see your goofy side and see your serious side and your angry side, and that they would just love you unconditionally. But with this person, there was this rivalry where there was envy and jealousy, and this caused an experience within you that didn't allow you to trust your own judgment in welcoming someone in to your world, okay? So that's what's happening here, and that's creating a divide within you and the greater purpose. And so to heal yourself and to heal the body and to come away with your mental body being aligned with your purpose, that's what you'll want to focus on healing, okay?
Wonderful. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks
Beautiful.
For calling in. Okay. Bye now. Okay. So let's do another one on the phone. Let's go to North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And it's going to be 1018, or the last four digits of your phone number.
Hi, this is Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
I can't believe it, but I've gotten a lot from both of the questions that you just answered.
Oh, beautiful.
I was like, whoa, And I'm pretty aware of when my paradigm started. And I feel like I am just really on the brink right now. And you were talking about opening the heart. I am very much an empath and really have to protect my energy a lot. But my gods are with me. I know my gods. And I just feel like what I need guidance with is, you know, what the next step for me and just really letting go of my heart.
Let me just share with you what's coming through from your higher self, because
You're
part of your greater mission is to bring authenticity to compassion and compassionate experiences. Okay. So part of your empathic nature is that you feel a level that everyone deserves compassion and everyone deserves to be heard. And when there is someone that gets in this kind of volatility of emotion and can be aggressive, you create a shield. And the shield is there. It's not a big shield, but it's probably around 24 inches in diameter. Imagine if you're just holding, you know, a big plate that's 24 inches around, and you keep moving it around. And you keep moving it around based on where you think someone's going to potentially send an arrow into your heart. And again, it's this kind of a double bind between wanting to reveal the fullness of you and your mission and bring about a level of compassion and also the understanding of why people need to be compassionate and be accepting and be loving and, you know, be in their true spiritual nature. But also, you know, this aspect knows and feels that if you do that, because you're stepping out with a compassionate heart, you actually are a target. And it's hurtful and it's painful because people aren't in the compassionate heart most of the time. Okay? So this is what's happening.
You are right on the mark. You are 100% on the mark with me. That is like, that is me completely.
So do I learn
not to react when I feel that compassionate heart?
Well, one of the first things is, again, like what's happening is I'm sharing what your higher self is saying about, you know, what you're going through, and you identified with it. Do you see? You identified with that. And so remember, we're taking down the identities. We're taking down the identities. And when you reclaim the identity that needs the shield, and you heal that aspect, she doesn't need to shield herself anymore. But what she can do instead is actually be such a beautiful force of love. And believe me, I'm not downplaying the pain of stepping into your purpose, but you're going to shift her perspective. Right now, she's putting you in a place where you're having to defend yourself because she sees that they could attack her. Once you actually shift her, you actually arrive at a different perspective, and you're not projecting into the world that it's such a painful place that you're going to be attacked. You actually will then start to attract your people, right? So you know, for me personally, I'm a high-level empath as well. Do I get attacked a lot doing my purpose work? No. Well, why you and not me? Does it make any sense?
That's what I'm. That is the pro. You, I mean, you are.
Yeah.
again, yeah. 100% hitting it. And that's what I'm trying to, well,
yeah.
I really don't even want to say the word trying. I'm really just.
Yeah. Well, now there needs to be action in actually clearing the aspect. And that's what I'm directing you towards. So I'm going to tell you when that aspect was created.
Okay.
So let's just see.
Okay.
Before birth, it's a genealogical issue. And it's on your mom's side. So let's see how many generations ago. So we're looking 9 generations on your mom's side where this idea and this belief was born that you can't be open and compassionate because you're going to get hurt. You're going to get whacked. You're going to get attacked or, right? So that's where it started. I want you to go back to that time. I want you to work to heal that aspect up. And then bring forward the wholeness of you so strongly that the vibration of love is your powerful force. And you're contained in that powerful force of love. And then you're simply on mission. And then you can trust your higher self to tell you, is it not safe? Is that something I'm not to do? They'll tell you, right? So with that aspect still alive, you're not getting the true directions, right? You're not getting the instructions and the directions that will have you experience other than that being attacked, okay? But when you shift that, then you're going to be in the world saying, wow, I'm just going about my purpose. I'm doing it, and I'm aware that my higher self is instructing me at any and every given moment, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. Right. Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
All right. Beautiful. Well, let's go to the web for just a little while. Tabby from Colorado Springs, I would love to hear anything about my wisdom vision. So anything that you can tune in and see what can do help Tabby.
Oh, yeah. Tabby, your greater vision has to do with it's very interactive. You're meant to be with people. You're meant to be outside. You're about colors and spirituality and a degree of intimacy. There needs to be intimacy. Also, part of this beautiful sacred vision that's coming through, and these are pieces of the puzzle. Again, there's the wholeness of it. But for you, it's really about bringing forward the messages for others. Right? You have this way that you can create spaces and environments. Think of like retreats where you would bring people in and you would be able to support them, not only giving messages from higher levels of consciousness coming through you, but also to help them find their own message. Okay? So really playful, and you've got, as a celestial being, you actually have this beautiful, colorful kind of rainbow dragon that's a mystical celestial being that brings about a lot of the wisdom, but also it guides you in. You know, it's like, think of the dragon kind of going into the cave. You know, you must go into the cave, but then you need to come out and you've got to fly and be alive and be in the color and be in the rainbow and be in the dance and be in the play of life. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So Jessica from Australia, firstly, happy birthday, Jessica. Hopefully you're having an amazing day.
Yay! happy birthday.
Jessica would love to know, if her celestial spirit has any messages for her.
So let's just tune in and see here the celestial spirit that's coming through for you. I'm just connecting in right now. Okay, and so what I'm seeing here for you is actually a very radiant white with gold sparkling energies. And this being is more like an oracle energy, very radiant. This oracle, though, it's almost as if she sings to you rather than speaks to you. And if you can be in the listening for the music, it's going to come through as a vibrational singing, right? So we might even call that like light language or something like that. And so she's singing to you. And what I'm going to do for you right now is I want to connect her to your heart. So just breathe and open. This is going to be my birthday present for you. Just breathe and open. And I just want you to imagine where she is from you. Is she's in front of you to the left and up about 2 feet. So up 2 feet from the horizon line over to the left about 2 feet. And that's where she is. And I'm going to connect your heart. Just imagine opening your heart. And a beautiful golden thread, and just connecting. So that telepathic channel is open now, and you're going to experience that light energy vibration song through your crown and through your heart. And so just be with her and experience the vibrational music coming through. And do some automatic writing so that that message actually comes through you. Okay? Yeah. Thanks. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this is Richard from Fresno. Crystal, please tune into my celestial spirit to tell me any disconnection you might see to me seeing my personal wisdom vision for my purpose.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just check to see here. The energy of your celestial being and celestial spirit is actually hovering to the right side of you. If you were to raise your right hand and then kind of reach back as far as you could with your right hand, that's where your celestial spirit is. This is actually a spirit that is in charge of bringing information through what we would call a dimensional portal and creating a ladder of consciousness down into your aura. And so he's in charge of making sure that you're getting the consciousness and that the consciousness is coming down this ladder, if you will. And as it comes into your aura, these are these moments of awakening. These are these insights that you get. And one of the things that I can tell you is that you discount some of these insights that are actually very useful, not just for you, but for all of us. We need to hear it. And they're talking about the genius in the simplicity of the consciousness and the insights that come through. So even though they're very simple, like you just have these moments where it's like, oh yeah, it's like a little aha moment, an understanding of interconnectedness of all things. If you put words to that and you bring that to us, we can validate that for you. But many times you discount that, right? It's not good enough, or it's not fancy enough, you know. And so I want to make sure that you know that. And remember, when we're talking about the genius of something, that genius isn't a state of being. It's not like, oh, I'm a genius, you're a genius. It really reflects vibrationally a genius space, a genius state, right? And so it's a vibrational state or a vibrational vortex on our earth. There's places that are genius places, and it reflects beauty, it reflects magic of life, and it reflects the beauty and magic of the divine. Okay, so that's what one of your greater puzzle pieces is to this vision, is that you are a vibrational state of genius, in that you are a place that consciousness resides and consciousness flows into. And we can be in awe of that. We can be in awe of you. And it's very simple, the words that you're using. It's very simple, the things you're sharing. But we want to know that. And we want to hear genius through your being. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. What a lovely reading. Sherwood from New York writes in, Sherwood would like to know their soul mission.
Okay, Sherwood, let's just check to see. So I'm actually seeing for you sparks of energy coming in. And these sparks are, it's like vibratory, you know, lightning beams. You know, part of what you're here to do is really awaken people in such a deep way that is very impactful. And it comes through these little lightning bolts. Okay? So for you, you have permission from the divine to wake people up through sometimes shocking moments of shocking enlightenment, right? The beauty of that is that in the moment where you're speaking such depth of truth light that it's shocking to them and it awakens them, you hold a space that is so strong that people know that they are accepted, that they are comforted, okay? And to hold that space is so meaningful, because what that means is whether you're holding space and allowing that person's divine feminine to come out because she finally feels comfortable, or whether you're holding that space because, again, the masculine needs to step up. You've got that ability. And that's profound. So, so very important for you to accept yourself, that you can be, quote, shocking, that you can be a lightning bolt. And what happens for you is sometimes you withhold that part of you. You know, your masculine is saying, step up, it's okay, let yourself really reveal the gift of what you see and what you know, what you recognize in people's behavior. And if they give you permission to be the lightning bolt for them, you need to do it. And believe me, if someone gives you the permission to be the lightning bolt, they value that in you. They value that in you. And so we can't have you stepping down and stepping back. We have to have you stepping in and stepping up and saying, hey, here I am in all my fullness. You know, who wants the lightning bolt shock? Who wants to be awakened in that way? And again, it's loving. It's not hurtful. It's not harmful. It is stunning, but it's stunning in a good way. And there's a lot of men that I know that actually would embrace that, and a lot of women that I know want to feel that, but also know that they're being held by a masculine energy that is very accepting of them and won't let them fall, you know, right? Okay.
Well, thanks for giving that reading. Beautiful. I wanted to ask you, we'll get to readings in a little while again, so we'll go back to readings, everyone, so don't lose hope. There's still more opportunity there. But I wanted to ask you, Crystal, about having people reset their system, kind of reconnecting with the divine, reconnecting with their own soul. What are some of the ways that people can do that?
One of the ways is through nature. And in the context of what we're talking about with this kind of virtual vision quest, we're gonna dive into nature. And it's so important, because most of the time we dilute our energy, you know, and in diluting the energy, we actually want to strengthen it. And nature is a primary resource where we can actually come back into the strengthening of our body, of our aura, of our energetic constitution. I work a lot with your energetic constitution, and I work a lot with energetic constitution because you want to be a container, right? You want to be a container for the light of truth, the divine light, the divine love, but you can't be a container and not have a strong constitution, right? So reconnecting with the divine, we can do that through nature, and it's really about going into the center. The center is the gathering place of unity, and it's required to spend some time with yourself and have contemplation within the context of nature. And I love David White as a poet. Oh my goodness, I love to just hear his way of bringing these moments of awareness through. And he talks about alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. And if we're to become familiar with our higher self and our true nature, then isn't it wise to actually create a discipline of alertness to that which guides us deep within, right? And I want you to think about that. When we are alert, that allows us to be familiar. And nature brings us into that space where we are in an alert state. But we become familiar because we're put in a place of reflection. We're put in that place of reflection.
Mm.
And we're put in that place where nature reflects to us. We enter into nature because it reflects back to us what it is to simply be. We're in a place where we are allowed to simply be because nature cannot be other than its true self. Nature cannot be other than its true nature, right? So suddenly we're consciously moving into that place where Vision Quest places us in this mirror zone of the truth of being. And it's you know, a location. And that location is a geological location, can contribute as well to our experience. And so we're in temporary communion with the vibrations flowing into that space. And so we can come into the knowingness, the deep knowingness. From the unknown, we come into the known. And when we're in contemplation and we're in the patience of that and the context, suddenly it forces truth to arise. And because we've set ourselves up to be in that pause, we are in the listening, and we're inviting new ways of being to emerge from within us.
Beautiful. Thank you. Let's talk about a quest. Let's talk about the Vision Quest itself. Why the Vision Quest?
Why not? Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want to go on a quest, right? And Ian, you know, just to expose you a little bit, your heart's desire, because you're always talking to me about I want to go to the desert.
Yep.
Right? I want to go to the desert. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm often, when you share that with me and you share this deep desire and this need even to extract yourself and to go, it's really this emptying out. And emptying out is an action, right? We often feel that we need to empty out, right? We're clearing, we're releasing. And we do this often. And sometimes this emptying out, we have to effort in this, right? And we're efforting greatly, most of us. What if emptying out was a function of this kind of spherical spaciousness, the natural and organic breathing of our aura, right? Where if we could go on a quest, we go on the quest to be in the emptying out. And can you be with the emptying of what you've gathered each day in your field, what you've gathered for your life? Can you be in the emptying of the things that you're attached to? Can you be in the emptying of your personal collection of vibrational trinkets that you've managed to accumulate in this lifetime? And so the quest is saying, yes, I want to. I am purposely emptying out. I am purposely going to go on a journey to empty myself out of the things that, or from the things that I've managed to accumulate. I'm willing to let go of the attachments and the attachments to food and the attachments to comfort and the attachments to my gadgets and the attachments to the people and the attachments to, you know, my animal companions. I mean, we're talking about letting go of attachments for a certain period of time. And it allows you to shift into a sacred conscious space. And that space is alive, it's real, it's informing you, it's palpable. And then you can get to your real intuitive sense. And if you can hold on to that feeling tone, then you're successful in that. And it's beautiful. And that quest, when you go to the sacred circle, in that time of quest, it's an interactive space to play with the energies that the divine presence is providing for you and for the collaborative efforts. And will the collaborative efforts deliver you an outcome? They surely will. And will you be able to take that into the world? Yes. And so you're in the natural wonder. You're in the wonderment. And you kind of dive into that flow. That flow of consciousness that streams along beside you. And the question is really, where will that take me? I wonder, where will that take me? Will it take me far off? Will it take me to a place where I'm going to now arrive? You will arrive. And so many times we're asking, you know, how do I reach that crystal? How do I reach into the universe and grasp the light? You know, the light that will illuminate me. How do I be receptive? And how can I make myself available to be receptive to that light? I want it to illuminate me. I want it to bring me to that place where there's grace. That the light is going to grace me with my purpose. And the way to do that is to create a context where you are absolutely present. Presence is the context within the greater context that you have the ability to create. You do. You have the ability to create presence within a context, and it does stand as its own context. To continue to contribute to in this extension of yourself and into the nothingness, which is where you're going to be most available to the light coming in. So Ian, quest is really about making yourself available to be in the nothingness, to give up what you have attachments to come into a state of presence, and therefore to receive your sacred divine wisdom vision.
Thank you. Yeah, let's tell people about that. Let's tell people what you have as an offer for the community, because that is a pathway to them experiencing what you've just been speaking about.
So this is the way to do it. Yeah,
this is the way to do it.
This is the way to get there. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just share with everyone. If you're on the webinar page, then click on the orange special offer button. And I can see a lot of you actually have already participated. So we're excited to have you
Yay.
In the quest with us. Okay, so click on the orange special offer button. And that is below Crystal's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type it in to follow along. And that's, you type in WOTAshow.com, and then /Crystal, which is CHRISTEL, and then H for Hughes, her last name, but just the H, and then the number 7. So Crystal was on the show before, so we used up one of these already. So that's why it's a little different. So it's WOTAshow.com/Crystal, CHRISTEL H7. Hopefully you got that. We will be sending this, of course, tonight and over the weekend, so you'll get to see that. Plus, we'll post this on Facebook. But if you followed along, you can follow along. So, Crystal.
That kind of goes with the vibration of what we're bringing through, right?
Yeah.
The intangible to the tangible. You know, we're embarking on this virtual vision quest, and this really is, I want everyone to really feel into the energy of this and what it means, because this is a collective experience, but within the collective experience, you're going to have your own personal experience. And this is about moving out of that ambivalence. It's about moving into greater clarity. What is that vision of success for you, your life's mission and your purpose, to be satisfied in your soul as a vessel of light? And when you receive that sacred wisdom vision, it again allows for the puzzle to come to you, the puzzle with all the little pieces now together. And that is a plan. That helps you have an actual plan. It really allows you to come into a place where your path is illuminated and your focus comes in. Your focus of your purpose, your focus of the wholeness of you to gain a sense of wholeness, to gain courage, to be the yes for the universe. And so you're going to be held. And so I want to talk to you a little bit now about really what's included in the experience that we're going through. I know that you're going to really enjoy how you're held in this, because what we're doing is we're going to create a sacred circle in the ethers. And in creating the sacred circle, this is a circle that is a community circle. And Ian, I know you already have this beautiful, you know, Wisdom of the Ancient circle. We're going to create a circle within that. It's a virtual quest, sacred community circle to open to the great mystery. We want to open to the great mystery, and we need to cross the threshold. Crossing that threshold means we're going into ceremony. And you'll see on that page here that there's a number of things that we're going to do. I'm going to guide you on that. That's going to be me coming into circle with you, creating and severing the unhealthy habits, the attachments. We're really making an intention, and we're claiming that intention. And then what we're doing is we're actually calling forth the magical medicine and ceremony of one heart, one love, one spirit, where you can speak out your personal intention as we go into a candle lighting ritual to access these higher levels of wisdom, purification, and consciousness. We want to bring in an experience of truth, harmony, wholeness. And as we are creating that community circle, we now feel held. We feel held in that. And I'm going to guide you into actually pulling from the medicine bag your sacred quest object from the medicine bag. And so the way we've set this up is that it's almost as if we were together in the physical. We speak it as if we're together in circle, in the same location. It's just that it's virtual, okay? And so we bring forth that energy, and we know that we're held in the vibration of that. Now we go in now, and we start to learn about what do we need. Prior to our actual vision quest, the vision quest is going to be 24 hours of us being on a quest, on a sacred journey. And so what do we need in preparation for that? So as you can start to see, we have quite a bit. We've got preparing for your quest, which talks about the three phases of the vision quest ceremony. What can you expect? there are phases that have been set up in ancient cultures. And so we're working from that context that has already been created for generations and generations. And also how to gain insight, okay? We talk about preparing your quest area. We've got the checklist for you. We're going to have you create a beautiful quest circle. And this is so fun because your quest circle can be outside in nature, where you're actually pitching a tent, or you've got your quest circle around a really cool cabin in the woods, right? But the quest circle could also be that you're saying, okay, family, I'm going to be in my bedroom for this 24 hours alone. And that bedroom becomes your quest circle. We teach you how to form that circle, how to make it a ceremonial ritual. And so we go into the depths of who to call in, how to call them in, how to make that a sacred space, and what to do so that you're getting the most out of it, and how to call in the energies that are going to support you. Also, prior to the quest, we actually are going to set intentions for 3 days, 3 days prior to the 24 hours where we launch into the quest together, that we are collectively going to be in the giveaways, okay? We're going to be in the giveaways, and that means we're giving away those habitual things. We're giving away habitual attitudes. We're giving away our habits of maybe overeating. We give away our habits of eating the things that are unhealthy for us. We give away salt. We give away sugar. What else are we giving away, Ian? we're giving away the ideas that things outside of us are necessary and that make us happy, right? We truly, and Ian, believe me, Ian is one of my strongholds. He's my rock because he truly believes in this. And he actually created a PDF of juices and smoothies and things like that. You know, how can we now feed our bodies so that we are becoming aligned with the light? And Ian, I don't know if you want to speak to that, but you know, what does it do to fast or to give away so that we become a container for the light to enter in?
Well, how much time do we have? No, I won't take up too much time, but, you know, our body as a body temple is really like an electrical current. And, you know, if we are honoring of our body, and our attitudes and our behaviors, then we can really plug in that electrical current to really light up our connection to spirituality or the divine. And you'll notice that when you truly go on a cleanse or you detoxify your body, and that also means besides food, of course, you know, that's also what are we putting inside of our bodies, our ears, what are we listening to, what are we watching, are we Netflix binging, things like that. Once we go through and, you know, purify our bodies, then we really open up our ability to receive the messages or be a much, much clearer channel and be much more connected to the divine. So, you know, the releasing is a very, very important part of this quest, because what we're looking for here is we're looking for that divine guidance, maybe in the form of a vision, maybe in the form of a message that is going to come through to us. And the more we cleanse and purify ourselves, the more open we are to receiving that which we're looking for.
Yes. And we're doing that to whatever degree we can. There's no judgment. It's not like, you know, for me, my constitution and my body doesn't allow me to go on a, you know, 3-day water fast. But Ian can do that. Okay? My being requires the nutrients, but it requires specific nutrients, you know? And so when we're talking about going on the fast for 3 days, to whatever degree, I want you to feel your edge. What is my edge? Can I put my phone away? Am I addicted to checking my phone, to checking my messages? Am I addicted to playing a role for others that I'm always available, no matter what they need? But what would happen if you could have a conversation and say, look, I'm doing this and I'm not going to be as available during this time. Where's the edge for you where that's actually a trigger? It's a trigger for you. And so part of this is an experiment where you get to explore, where's your edge with all of it? How far have you gone into the world of technology or into the world of entertainment with movies where you've got to get your fix? And how far have you gone from your true self and your true nature and really starting to decipher and to delineate that? What are my needs? And what is my body asking for? And so we're releasing cravings, we're releasing the fulfillment of the cravings, I should say. Because you might have the cravings, but who's craving? And can you heal that aspect of you that is craving? So with that, you're going to have these PDFs that prepare you. We're also going to have a group online, a Facebook group where we can hold each other. So again, even though we're going in and we're saying, okay, we're giving up our gadgets, we will have a space online where I want you to feel free that you can go in and you can share, here's what my struggle is. Here's what I'm going through. And we'll be there for you. Now, there's going to be a scheduled time where we're going to launch into the 24 hours of Vision Quest. And this is so important. It's important for us to come together in the collective intention. And it's so beautiful because I'm going to be there. Ana Maria Vasquez is going to be there. And you know her from actually Wisdom of the Ancients. She's been on multiple times. And she is an animal intuitive, communicator, nature intuitive. This being, Ana Maria, is in touch with the pulse of the universe, Mother Earth. Her heart is literally the finger on the pulse of this. I absolutely trust her with my being going through this process. And so she's going to take us into the shamanic drumming. She's going to go into calling forth the four directions, the elements, your animal medicine. And she really brings you into the place of how to observe the animal medicine so that you can translate it into a message for you. Okay? We also have Lynn Chown, who is going to be doing an invocation to the devas. She is the deva whisperer. And if you guys don't know what the devas are, these really are the beautiful beings in the fairy realm, nature and fairy realms that support the cycles of nature and how that translates onto our planet. With the seasons that we go through, and the seasons of nature are in alignment with the seasons of our physical bodies, right? Now, what I'm going to be offering is I'm going to be offering a guided journey where we're actually going to go in and you're going to gain your celestial medicine, the crystal medicine. Who is your celestial spirit guide? Who is your crystal spirit guide? And I'm going to have you help you access the portal to the celestial energies and realms to really ignite that possibility of seeing, you know, to be available and then to download this beauty way map of your soul, your map of your soul connected with the beauty of nature. It really is an unfolding. It's an unfolding of your pathway, your sacred pathway. So the celestial energies really foster that sense of wholeness within you, and it opens your heightened consciousness, the expansive thinking, whereas Ana Maria balances me because she's all about earth and groundedness, really bringing you into that deeper connection. So we're going to launch that call. That's going to be about an hour, and then we all go to our individual Vision Quest circles that we've created. And in that time, we can be literally in the nothingness. So to give you an example, when I had the visit from Metatron's Cube, I actually stayed up all night. I stayed up through the whole Vision Quest. I didn't sleep. And, you know, it was like, it was being in that space between, and I was here, and I was in my circle, and I had fire. I was sitting in front of the fire, and actually, because I moved from outside to inside, but I was sitting in front of the flames, and I was allowing for the transmutation, but I was chanting, and I was calling forth the energies to reveal the vision, and lo and behold, here comes Metatron's Cube, and it was so alive, and it was talking to me, and I had my journal there. I gave myself permission to have my journal and to write down and to be in that place of awareness and insight. Now, after we finish our 24 hours, what we're going to do is we're going to actually pass the virtual talking stick. So just like we would be in circle coming back from our individual circles or tents in nature, we would sit in circle. This is the custom, and we would pass the virtual talking stick. We're going to do that in our community forum. That's going to be on Facebook. And if you want to share what came through as any puzzle pieces of your vision, you can post that. And I want you to feel confident and comfortable. We're, as a group, not going to tell you what we think it means. We're not here to tell you that. If you want people to share what they are getting as a hit, intuitive hit, that's fine. Just make sure you mention that. But it's really for passing of that virtual talking stick and for you to post what you got and for us to be the witness to that for you. Because in the witnessing, we're bringing light. And also, I've created a beautiful guided journey that is something for you to listen to. And that is for the integration time. It's for you to assimilate the vibrational frequencies coming into that zone of peacefulness, peaceful energy within, and to access the super consciousness for the interpretation of this, and also to recalibrate in your energetic structures. Now, before you get started, Ian has created a beautiful guided journey, and I'll let him talk to you about that. I think it's very important. So he has his guided journey that he's created, as well as I've got a guided journey to decalcify your pineal gland, because I feel that we need to open that third eye for you to be available to receive and actually, quote, see, right? Some people see in a knowing way. Some people actually are going to get images and see. All of us are going to be able to see, because some part of this we will be outside and even looking out your window. You know, the other day, Ian, I saw that I've got a little chipmunk friend. And my little chipmunk friend was making a little noise outside in my kitchen. I've got a little garden. And I was like, oh, hey, chipmunk. And it ran across and into this old flower pot. And it just peeked its head. You know, it was so cute, poking its head up over the flower pot. And this old flower pot doesn't have a flower in it. It actually has inside of it one of those old, oh shoot, now it's not coming to me. Ian, what is it where the sun hits down on it and it tells the time of day?
Sundial.
Yeah, it has an old sundial, right? And so, of course, you know, getting prepared for the vision quest, right, to be on this call, I go out there and I look inside the pot because I'm like, ooh, chipmunk. Chipmunk to me is very playful. And so I went over and I was like, oh, my God, that's a sundial. And so it's really talking about, to me, that it's the time to be in the sun and to be playful. And that was my interpretation of it. And so you're going to have these beings, you know, the deer that are outside my window all the time, the eagle that's flying, the dragonflies that I see. And what's the difference between the green one and the orange one? These are all meaningful. And the hummingbirds that come and visit me every day. These are all symbols and they're all pieces to your greater puzzle. But during this time, we want to capture. We want to have a way to be in the capturing of it. So I've created a Metatron's Cube magical dream catcher, audio and guided journey. And this is because when I was talking to Metatron's Cube prior to creating this, experience for you, because now, of course, Metatron's Cube is in all my vision quests. It's so real. But, you know, we have this field of consciousness that we call the M field, and it's always hovering up above us. And what Metatron's Cube showed me is Metatron's Cube as a dream catcher. And the idea is that as I take you through the guided journey, I'm setting you up for Metatron's Cube to capture the vibrations of the dream and the symbols while you're on your vision quest and even before your vision quest, so that you can get the messages and decipher the messages from your Wise One team. But also that magical dream catcher is going to actually make sure that the lower vibrations that are in the way, the disruptive energies that would keep you from feeling connected to the divine, that those are actually getting cleared. So this is what these audios are going to prepare you and help to have you available and welcoming in. And from this moment on, when you sign up right now, that sacred divine wisdom vision can come to you. Everything from now until that time where we close the circle, that's all in the context, and it's all there to support you. It adds up. These are the puzzle pieces. So, Ian, would you like to share a little bit about your merging in spirit, your guided journey that you've created for everyone, and why you've created this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is something that I created just to help people get into a place of awareness of other beings who are in our space. So this would be the trees, the rocks, the animals, any beings, any angels, any guides who are in our space that very often, I don't speak for everyone, but sometimes we don't recognize are there, or maybe we don't recognize that they're a being who is there to support us and nurture us. And so this guided journey assumes that you're outside, but you don't have to be outside. And it helps you get to a place where you do some shape shifting and actually merge with some of the, for example, the tree and the rock beings, and then gets you to a place where you use your own awareness to really feel who else is in the space. And so this gets everyone to a place where you are then, you can use this awareness, you can use this to be more open to receive. So it's really, it's almost like an activation where you activate your own awareness and get into a place where you can receive during what you go through in the vision quest. So you're more able to receive what's going to come through because you've actually put yourself in a place to do that.
You've practiced engaging with the tree being, the rock being. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, you know, I think you can tell how thrilled I am energetically. I want you to know that you're going to have a lot of support. you're going to have me there. You're going to have Ian there. You're going to definitely have Anna Maria there. And her beloved usually is present and is stoking the fire. And we actually do create in the space. We create the fire. And we imagine that all of you are there with us. And so I want you to know that this becomes very real for us. And of course, in our time, you know, in this time right now, we can't all travel to be with each other. But ultimately, we are creating an actual space in our virtual reality that has a potent vibration. It has an intention that is infused and woven into it. And that is the context that will be a force for you to settle into so that your purpose, the pointers that I've been mentioning, are going to come into reality for you. And I hope that you say yes, and I just want to share with everyone that I don't want you to be alone. If you can actually have someone with you, we are going to do this where you're going to purchase this package and program, and you're going to be able to invite one of your friends to join in with you. So they don't have to be, like I said, in your physical proximity, but they could be. And how fun would that be for you guys to, you know, to be able to, at least for that launch call, to be together and then maybe go into your individual circles. Or it could be a friend where you're feeling like, wow, let's do this. I want some support. And so you can be with that person and have that extra support. Also, I'm gonna surprise even Ian right now with what I'm about to say.
Okay.
So, drum roll, no. So it came to me, and I told Ian, I've really been emotional all day. And I've been emotional because I remember where I was before I really felt that I had, you know, tapped into my deeper purpose and that everything lined up, you know, that I actually had the courage to align with the wisdom of my purpose and to have the interpretation of that purpose and to be witnessed and to be acknowledged for my gifts. And so I want to extend a deeper level of intimacy and support for those of you, the first 10 people that have been called to do this and to really, you know, make that commitment and step up. I want to invite you into a private time, a group time, but a private time. Not only the 10 of us will be together where I'm going to be able to support you in looking deeper into maybe what that wisdom vision is that I can gather for you as an impression, but also to help tweak the energy prior to the vision quest. So that additional support will be offered to you and whomever it is that you're inviting, right? Your friend that you're inviting in. So it will be 20 of us on the call prior to our launch call into the Vision Quest. And I just want to be there. I want to be able to tap into your higher self, and I want to be able to share with you and to do some work with Metatron's Cube so that we can align you so that you have the best opportunity in being available to all of the vibrations that will bring forward your sacred, you know, divine wisdom vision. So that's the surprise.
Beautiful surprise. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful, wonderful offer. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everyone. So there you have it. There you have the virtual vision quest. So the whole package, if you're the first 10, you plus your guest, will get that private session with Crystal, like a group call setting, with that one-on-one time. And as you can see, there's a lot of information in here. So you're not going to be alone, and you're going to be with Crystal. And then you're going to go through the orientation. You're going to go through the launch call. There's going to be PDFs to support you. You're going to have the post-quest package. So there's the integration period to help you integrate, the dream catcher, as well as that's, of course, the meditation or the, yeah. And then there's the pineal decalcification that's going to help you with that, which I could talk about for a long time, but I won't. It's been a long call. And then my merging in spirit MP3. And then, yeah, so that's all available. It's you buy one, and whoever buys one, by the way, gets to invite a friend. It's not just the first 20. Whoever buys one gets to invite a friend. And join us all. Join us. Join us in the Virtual Vision Quest. We're all going to be doing this together. So it's a way for the community to gather and for you to get some real clarity as a group, as a collective. And you know, if we do this together, and if you go through the steps and do what it takes, becoming the sacred human, if you do what it takes, then you'll be more open to receiving that clarity and purpose that so many are looking for. So join us. Join us. Okay, beautiful. Well, Crystal, I wanted to get back to some more readings. It's been a long show, but we promised that. And, you know, when we promise something, we always want to honor that. So back to the phones, right?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go to New Haven, Connecticut. New Haven, Connecticut, 8201. 8201, you're on live.
Hi, this is Anne. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi. So I've been training to be an animal communicator for the last couple of years. And my communications, I find that they're very accurate. I get a lot of, you know, I'm really honestly communicating with the animal. But there's a deeper level that I need to reach. And I'm wondering if you could see, I feel that there's something that's holding me back, but I'm not sure what that is. Is that something you could see?
Yeah, let me take a look here and just check to see what's going on. And so this is a pattern. It's almost a pattern of disbelief that your human self has, okay? So it's a pattern of disbelief of almost things being too good. Can they get too good? Can I really become the embodiment of who I'm meant to be to leave this legacy? This legacy that I call, you know, the legacy of light coming through you. And so this aspect that's in disbelief is one that is an unworthy aspect. And I know that unworthiness is such a broad, you know, spectrum, but how it boils down is to when I go into disbelief, that's the rejection of myself, my self-value, okay? And holding that disbelief holds at bay your legacy, okay? And So let's see where that first was created to even come up with that that form of control, because it really is a mechanism of controlling. So let's see when that was created. So before birth, it's a genealogical issue, and it's on your father's side, okay? On the father's side. And let's see how many generations we're going. Okay, 26 generations ago is where you're going to want to be, and you're going to want to call out this control mechanism that we're calling the one who's the disbeliever, right? The one who's the disbeliever, okay? And that's going to lead you, do a healing just like you would, you know, on an animal, do a healing on that aspect, that part of you. Okay.
Okay.
And that's going to help to heal this up, and that's going to open up for you. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
Thanks,
welcome.
Ian.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, let's go to Sedona, Arizona. Sedona, Arizona, and it's going to be 1707, and you are live.
Hello, beloveds. I just signed
Hello.
Up for the Vision Quest.
Hello. Who is this?
Both of you. It's Mari.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Yes, so I signed up, and I'm all excited. And the Celestial Spirit Guides, please. And what is the pattern blocking me?
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Divine.
So, yeah, for you, you actually have a being that is in the celestial realms, and I see her as a fire elemental, but she's coming through and she shows me she's in the shape of a phoenix. She's gold in one moment, she's fiery orange the next moment, and she's all about transmutation. You truly do have the ability to be an alchemist, and you actually work in the elemental realms. You work in the fairy realms, and you work with these spirit beings. Not only are you working with the fire elementals, I see you working with the sylphs, the air elementals, and going into the ethereal realms. So it's very important for you to make sure that you have elements inside your home, lots of greenery, lots of plants, lots of crystals. And even they're talking to me about building outside, even like some sort of little fairy temple, like a miniature fairy temple in nature around your home. Okay. So a lot of past life connection there that you have. As a goddess that knows the essences of plants and the power of healing through the essence spirit of nature. Now, the blockage that is coming forward that I'm seeing is one in which it doesn't feel as if people will fully believe you and honor you and give value to you. There's a part of you that has been hurt, that has been betrayed, okay? And deeply betrayed, almost like there's some kind of past life manipulation and betrayal, where someone got close to you and then literally turned against you and betrayed you. And you felt totally abandoned and isolated, and you don't want that to happen in this lifetime. So your purpose has this beautiful light around it, but also there's a deeper fear of that betrayal, abandonment, lack of value given to you and abandonment. Okay. So, that's why it feels that you haven't fully stepped in. And let's see when that was created in that past life. How many past lives ago are we looking? Okay, so it's going all the way back to 29 past lives ago. All right, so revisit that and see the experience of you in that lifetime. Make sure that you heal her up in that lifetime, which is, again, is you, but heal her up. And then allow the healing to now readjust everything in the timeline back to now, and you'll be ready on that Vision Quest day.
Thank you so much, both of you. Much love to both of you.
And to you.
I appreciate you both.
See you on the Vision
Thank
Quest.
Thank you, dear ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, dear ones. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet Mari. Okay. Surrounded by the amazing red rocks. I can't think of, well, maybe a better place, but wow, what an amazing place to hold a Vision Quest. I was just there. Man, oh, the energy, the support that's there. Just imagine tapping into all the energy, the red rocks, the crystals, the trees, the ancient junipers, the vortices, you know, everything. Wow. And all of us have beautiful sacred places near us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we tap in and actually spend time and ask, you know, where is the most sacred place in my neighborhood, right? You know, are there places like that? You can find these places, you know. You can just use your intuition and find them, and then you'll have all that extra support. You just tune in energetically. You don't even have to be in a place physically. You can actually bring that energy in from another realm or another place to support you. You could literally bring in the energy from Sedona into your bedroom if you
sure.
asked. If you asked.
Mm-hmm. yeah, so that's the point. Yeah. You know, in creating your circle, you invite into that circle. And that's why this works. We've done this multiple times before. You know, we love as well to have you share with us. What does your circle look like, you know, and to participate in that way, because you might want to create a beautiful altar and, you know, we want to share that with each other. We want to see it. We want to be a part of it and be an experience and be a witness for you.
So beautiful. Well, Crystal, we are not going to take any more live calls. It's been 2 hours. Thank you so much for being here.
You're
again
welcome.
On the Wisdom of the Ancients show. And everyone loves you. Thank you so much for being here and sharing just your tenderness, your insights, and just sharing your intuitive nature with everyone, and certainly doing readings. So we're in deep gratitude to you for being here. I wanted to give you the opportunity, if anything was coming through, Crystal, that you are guided to share as some final words with the group.
I think it's important to invite everyone to be extra courageous and to really know that when you take that step of courage, that you will be met, that you, these beings, the celestial beings, the animal spirit beings, many of you say, okay, I know my guides. Imagine beyond that when you set up this time and you courageously say yes, that you're now calling in additional beautiful beings into the space for you, specific for you gaining this sacred divine wisdom vision. So I know that your being is genius. Your being as a space in this universe, as a place to allow the wisdom to come from, to bubble up from, I know that is there and it is you. And so I invite you to be courageous so that you can have the energy and the support to bring it out. To bring it out to the forefront. And the degree to which you are courageous is the extent to which the energies will match you. So I would love to be there and to be on that quest with you and to feel the consciousness of your spirit come to the forefront. It would be such a blessing for me to have known that my contribution of my gift supports you coming in to your own. So thank you again, Ian. Thank you to all of you for your presence here today and for your contribution of your consciousness just in this space. Thank you so much.
So beautiful. Thank you. Well, everyone, our time today has come to an end. Again, if you're the first 10, one of the first 10, you get to bring your guest to that special announced group call with Crystal. So if you're resonating with this, there's still opportunity for that if you're the first 10. All right, everyone, sweet souls, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for shining your lights, and we'll see you on the Vision Quest together. And have an amazing, amazing preparation, and may you really connect with the divine as you go through this process. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. Bye now. Namaste.